May 25th, 2023. Abcast 446, episode 446. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Millionaire CEO infuses himself with blood from 17-year-old son to stay young forever. Fascinating. I guess all we have to do is find ourselves a mummy, a wolfman, and Frankenstein, and it'll be Halloween all year round. Now, I've heard of athletes using bone marrow infusions to help heal from injuries faster, but let's call this what it is, just weird. Brian Johnson, a tech millionaire who spends $2 million a year to achieve the body of an 18-year-old, why don't he just go to Dr. Miami like all the other kids are doing? Most recently transfused himself with the blood plasma of his 17-year-old son. He then donated his blood products to his 70-year-old father, completing what he's calling the world's first multi-generational plasma exchange. I have a question. Does this put pressure on your son to have another son to keep the chain going, like some weird Godfather meets Dracula remix? Johnson documents the experience in a 15-minute YouTube video titled, "Will My Son's Blood Make Me Younger?" That's not off-putting at all. In April, the two visited Resurgence Wellness, a medical spa in Arlington, Texas, which offers regenerative medical treatments. The Johnson family seemed to have gone for the spa's young plasma therapy, where they take plasma from an 18, 19-year-old and administer it to someone with the same blood type and sex. For as far back as we can remember, human beings have always been chasing some sort of fountain of youth in one way or another. We've even had bloodletting, which is probably still going on in the corner of some hardcore golf nightclub today. And then we had Elizabeth Bathory, who actually bathed in the blood of her servant girls because she thought it would keep her youthful and vital. So is this a modern day retelling of trying to chase one's youth? Young plasma, don't they make rap music, which is collected from 18 to 25-year-olds, has been proven to repair skeletal, vascular, muscular, major organ, and cognitive deterioration associated with aging, according to the spa's website. That's all well and good. But explain to me how I can't shake the image of Mr. Burns tapping Bart Simpson's veins to shave a few years off of his liver spots. It's been shown to delay or reverse the aging process, boost energy levels, speed up recoveries from injuries, and reduce adrenal fatigue in patients with autoimmune disorders. As part of the treatment, Johnson's son Talmadge donated a liter of his blood, which was then separated into parts before the plasma was reinfused into his body. He then donated a liter of his blood to be infused into his 70-year-old father. It just seems like one of those things where you should be like, if they're okay with it, we're okay with it. But deep down, we know it's kind of not okay. What if people start developing a dependency for this stuff, and if they don't get the regular treatments, their bodies start going through some sort of withdrawal? Once divided by the mind, now united by biology, Kalima wrote the millionaire posting about it on Instagram. The biotech entrepreneur is known for his quest to defy nature by going through an intense data-driven experimental program he's calling the Project Blueprint. According to reports, 45-year-old Johnson has the heart of a 37-year-old and the lungs of an 18-year-old, but he's also seemed to have developed an extremely low tolerance to direct sunlight and an aversion to garlic. The intense regimen consists of carefully curated supplements, meals, exercise, and rigorous tests. Johnson's day begins at 5 a.m. with 24 supplements of lycopene, metformin, turmeric, zinc, lithium, etc. From what I can tell, this does fall into the category of transhumanism, not like uploading your consciousness to an MP3 player and praying someone doesn't record over it later. He follows a vegan diet, which is a mix of solid and soft foods, restricted to 1,977 calories a day. In addition, his routine includes 3 high-intensity workouts a week and several blood tests, MRIs, and colonoscopies a month. What are your thoughts? Do you think this is biology and biotechnology combining their efforts to create another tool to be used in the health and wellness spectrum? Or do you think this is just a little bit too much? What do you think? Next up, four Ohio prison employees placed on leave after inmates escape in dumpster. My stars, man, you had one job. It's not even like you have to go out and get the inmates. They bring the inmates to you. Your only job is to make sure they stay there until it's time for them to go. Four employees of an Ohio prison have been placed on administrative leave after following the announcement that two inmates escaped from the facility earlier this week. Bradley Gillespie and James Lee escaped from the Allen Oakwood Correctional Institution in Lima, Ohio on Monday after concealing themselves in a dumpster. Officials said they were noticed missing the following day during a prisoner count, according to a news release from the Ohio State Highway Patrol. Let's recap. Just for 2023 alone, we had Brian Roman that escaped from a Washington State facility by assuming the name of another inmate. Yeah, I'm him. And he just walked right out of the door. Then we had the two Virginia inmates that used a toothbrush to tunnel out of the jail, and they ended up going to IHOP afterwards. Then we had a Fulton County inmate that, even though he didn't escape, he used the prison shift to burrow through the shower wall to get to the other side and assault another inmate. So if you're keeping score, if you have a bingo card, the only thing that's missing is an inmate escaping in an officer's uniform or someone using something to file through the bars that was given to him in a birthday cake. Law enforcement officials pursuing the two after they were spotted driving a stolen car. It didn't take them long to get right back into the swing of things, did it? Apprehended Lee on Tuesday after the car crash. Gillespie, however, got away and remains at large. A major and three corrections officers have been placed on paid administrative leave as a result of the incident, officials said. Additional employees may be placed on administrative leave as the investigation continues. And not for nothing, because one of these inmates is up for murder. So the same way they were being oblivious and pretty much sleeping on their feet that let these inmates escape in the first place could very much be the same way an inmate sneaks up behind them with a shiv and hurts one of the employees, all from not paying attention. Gillespie, 50, was in prison in 2016 for murder. Lee, 47, was imprisoned in 2021. For burglary and safe cracking. Gillespie's daughter, in a video shared by the Ohio State Highway Patrol, implored her father to turn himself in. I don't know if you're hearing this. I prefer you turn yourself in before something bad happens, she says, her voice cracking. I want you in my life. I want you at my wedding. I don't want anything bad to happen. So if you could please just turn yourself in before anybody gets hurt, I would appreciate it. We want you safe. That would be sweet for a storybook ending, wouldn't it? But something tells me when they snuck out in a filthy dumpster, they kind of planned it to be a one-way trip. Next up, a Georgia woman was insulting the size of her sheriff deputy boyfriend's manhood, so he shot her dead, prosecutors say. What a fool. The true irony in this is that for at least the next 30 years, he's going to have to wake up every day to see someone else's wang. Just Hog City, night of the one-eyed monsters. That woman did not deserve to die due to his own insecurities. Front page detectives put two small pickles next to his picture, and it's killing me right now. A former sheriff's deputy in Georgia pleaded guilty to the murder of his girlfriend after she allegedly insulted the size of his manhood, according to authorities. Can you really associate the term manhood in any way, shape, or form with this guy when he can't even take a few harsh words from a woman during a discussion or a heated argument, whatever it was? They got pills for that stuff, man. At a gas station, you swipe your card, and before it clears, you're on your way to Rock City. Jason Moose Cunningham, overcompensating with the nickname right off the bat, recently entered the plea for malice murder, the Augusta Press reported. A Richmond County judge then sentenced Cunningham to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 30 years plus 5 years of possession for a gun and a commission of a felony in connection with the death of 37-year-old Nicole Harrington. How many of you think they're going to find him swinging from a bedsheet necktie within the first 18 months? Cunningham and Harrington were in a relationship, but she reportedly didn't know that Cunningham was also married. Wait a minute. See, this is where Loverboy got his wires crossed. He barely had enough dick for his wife. You spread thin at home. You want to step out and try and test the market, then got your little itty-bitty feelings hurt. On June 17th, 2020, Cunningham reportedly got angry with Harrington because she was spending time with another man. What do you care? You're a married man named Maui, and Harrington allegedly told him, at least Maui has a large penis. No, not Moose. For any man with the least bit of confidence, pride, and dignity in himself, this would have rolled right off of their back. It wouldn't have affected them in the slightest, just chalked it up to angry words. But no, not this guy. Nope. He has a short man complex, pecker inferiority in its full definition. Cunningham then shot Harrington in the head, and her body was found the next morning at the convention center parking deck in Augusta. Police identified Cunningham as the suspect and got into an 8-hour standoff, his longest show of stamina displayed ever in his life, with him at the Points West Army Resort before he surrendered. This is 100% a product of his own insecurity, because if he didn't know this to be facts, he would have just chalked it up as her trying to break things off, or her just pushing to get a little bit of distance between her, just a little bit of space. Oh no, he held those truths to be self-evident. Richmond County District Attorney Jared Williams said Cunningham was living a double life by having the affair with Harrington, and he ultimately shot and killed her for insulting the size of his manhood. Any real man would have never thought to take it that far over something so small, pun intended, WJBF reported. Officials said Cunningham worked as a deputy for the Richmond County Sheriff's Office between September 2001 and February 2018. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois.